By all accounts, the world appears to be a more dangerous place, but when Lloyd's of London says so, policyholders face a new risk of higher insurance premiums. And now Lloyd's of London is saying so. By their measure, the world is getting warmer and stormier. Under the old actuarial math, a hotel on the Danube floods every couple of years or so. Beach House in Miami is due to be hit by a Category 3 hurricane once every decade. But Lloyd says it expects storms around the world to be more numerous and more fierce. Redevelopment of some of the areas hit by hurricanes may be stalled by the escalation of prices. Rolf Tully is a director at Lloyd's of London. He joins us from London. Mr. Tully, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And, of course, we want to talk about how Lloyd's measures environmental changes, but in light of the news this week, we have to ask you some obvious questions about air travel and air security. How does Lloyd's and how do other insurers calculate the risk of terror these days?
Well, I think it is extremely difficult, really, to calculate terror because we have very little actual experience in it. We are prepared, to a certain extent, to insure the risk of terror, but then in only those cases where we can box it and we can say, okay, this is the amount we should make available. I think what has happened this week, in one way, is just highlighting the risks which are out there. And I think at the same time, it shows also what could be the dimension of it and to which extent we as a society really can cope with it and have to cope with it. Mm-hmm.
Did notable terrorist events like September 11th or last year's London subway and bus bombings change actuarial policy?
No, I think to change actuarial policy, you need so many events that I can draw a conclusion out of it. After September 11th, premiums increased dramatically because nobody expected that an event like September 11th could happen. And it was quite clear that we, as an industry, had not taken enough premium in to cope with those risks.
On large properties that were figured to be on somebody's list of potential targets.
Of course, the major U.S. cities, they have symbols in those cities. They are major targets.
Let me ask you, Mr. Tully, did Katrina in part prompt Lloyd's to reevaluate global environmental risks?
Katrina, as a hurricane, was really an example which supported our assumption that there is climate changing going on and that, to a certain extent, in our opinion, human activity is playing a major role in that. We've seen hurricanes in areas which normally were not hurricane-prone. We've seen a hurricane developing outside Brazil. It never happened before. We have had a hurricane which was hitting some of the Spanish islands. Again, it has never happened before.
Do you still underwrite properties, policies on the Gulf Coast of the United States?
Yes, we do.
Prices are higher, though?
Prices have gone up dramatically in certain areas, if you can get the insurance at all. It is quite natural that people want to redevelop an area which has been devastated. But the industry is not run as a charity. The industry is run to make a profit. You can't just expect the industry to act as a kind of a social security system.
What are some of the riskiest spots in which to build on?
The hurricane belt in the U.S., typhoons in the Far East, in particular in Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, going into China. We have quite a lot of typhoon exposure into Australia.
You know, Mr. Tully, I can't help but observe that you're naming some of the most exquisite real estate in the world.
Yes, and I think it shows us that maybe we should consider to which extent we should build in future some very expensive property in those areas.
To return for a moment to one of the overwhelming news stories of this week, can you foresee a time when, for example, major insurers, and no one is more major than Lloyd's of London, would begin to make very case-specific decisions that, for example, the insurance of a flight between New York and London would be a lot more expensive than, say, insurance on a flight between St. Louis and Cleveland?
Well, we do that to a certain extent today in other business lines. We've just lifted a condition we had on traffic of ships in the Strait of Malacca, where we have said because the terrorism risk is high, anybody who wants to go through that Strait of Malacca has to pay an extra premium because the risk is increased. I can't say that we in the foreseeable future would apply the same for a flight between London and New York. That may happen, but I think that is speculation. We shouldn't speculate on that.
Mr. Tully, thanks so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Rolf Tully, Director of Lloyd's of London, speaking with us from London.